At that stage, our concern was that this planned donation was not only in contravention with South African legislation and international legal obligations, it was also a contravention of certain constitutional imperatives that we have regarding transactions such as these. One of the constitutional imperatives, and according to South Africa's constitution, is that whenever military equipment is being delivered or military assistance is being given to any neighboring country, there needs to be a process to establish the human rights record of the country that is receiving this assistance.
There were some talks that this delivery of these helicopters was within a agreement between Zimbabwe and South Africa.
Well, that is not the case. And even if it is in terms of an agreement, that agreement can only be concluded within the terms of reference that's created by our law and by our legislation. Our law, our legal dispensation in South Africa, does not provide for the conclusion of such an agreement, and that agreement was also not sanctioned by the authorities that are supposed to sanction that agreement in that regard. So,
as you move forward with this case, what will exactly happen if the High Court determines that this delivery should not be made?
Well, if the High Court determines that the delivery should not be made, then we have won, and then it's final.